history of Division I college football. Our team, which had gone 0-11 2 years before, will finish the year ranked in the top 20 in the country for the second consecutive season, something never before accomplished at South Carolina. I'm sure someone upstairs in the television booth is talking about the pressure Daniel is feeling. That's the whole reason Ohio State is called this timeout. Coach Jim Tressel is giving our team a little extra time to ponder the situation. I've done the same thing to opponents under similar circumstances. But this pause in play doesn't concern me. When I was coaching at Notre Dame, Tony La Russa, who was then managing the Oakland A's, once told our team, "Pressure comes when someone calls on you to perform a task for which you are unprepared." I know we're prepared. This play is simply another repetition, an opportunity to execute what we've practiced all year long. Still, you have to think ahead. If we miss, we still have a chance to win if we can keep the team focused. The hope would then be to prevail in overtime. Then again, as General Tommy Frank says, hope is not a strategy. By all rights, we shouldn't be in this situation. We dominated the first three quarters, leading 14-0 at halftime and scoring twice more in the third quarter to take a 28-0 lead. It was as fine a performance as our team had had since I took the head coaching job at South Carolina. Now the score is tied at 28. Our offense has failed to put a single point on the board in the fourth quarter, while Ohio State, led by quarterback Steve Belisari, has come roaring back predominantly on the strength of his passing. Our quarterback, senior Phil Petty, had played great all afternoon, but the Ohio State defense stiffened, and we had to punt with just under 4 minutes on the clock. Belisari then pecked through our defense, completing 6 out of 6 passes, the final one for 9 yards and a touchdown to tie the score. He has been aided by the fact that we lost 2 fine defensive backs in the second half due to injuries. Those are the particulars how we got here, but they don't tell the whole story. I'm sure plenty of experts around the country are jabbering about how Ohio State has a momentum. Sure, they haven't given up, but neither have we. I always get hot when I hear some expert going on and on about momentum shifting this way or that in a game. Momentum is nothing more than attitude. This game was tied 0-0. It stayed that way through much of the first quarter. Now that it's tied again at 28, why would anyone say we're worse off than we were when the game started? What's the difference between a 0-0 score and being tied at 28? I'll tell you, the only difference is attitude. If every player on our team believes he's going to beat the man across from him on the next play, and the play after that, and the play after that, we're in no worse shape now than we were throughout most of the first quarter. Oh, sure, I'd like to be leading by a couple of touchdowns, but I'm not about to fall for that folly, that we're on the wrong side of some nebulous shift in momentum. I've said many times that how you respond to challenges in the second half determines what you become after the game, whether you are a winner or loser. I would be hard-pressed to find any losers on the football field this afternoon on either side. I put my hand on my knees as the referee blows the whistle and puts the ball in play. The clock will start when the ball is snapped. Daniel goes through his preparation, 3 steps back and 2 to the side, visualizing the kick, swaying his arms back and forth to relax himself, and then focusing on the spot where the holder will place the ball. Each man on the line knows his assignment. Our holder raises his hands to catch the snap. The center glances between his legs for one last visual clue, just as he has hundreds of times in practice. The snap is away. Ohio State defenders surge against our offensive line. A couple of their speedy safeties try to swing in from the outside, while one of their corners leaps so high that if here on a basketball court, he could take a quarter off the top of the